Blog Talk Radio.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
I am the tire.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the movement. My name is Sean Wyman, and you are listening live to Success Movement Radio with your host, Sean Wyman. I am so excited because this is the very first show, and I believe that this is the very first show of many, 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 many more shows to come. And I'm so excited about the opportunity and the opportunity for you. So if you are listening live, thank you so much. If you are on Periscope right now listening, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you guys coming and being a part of this great moment. And I wanted to share a minute sharing with you the vision for the show and what I hope this show will become here in the future. I want this to be a platform where you, the audience, get the opportunity to put your input into what you want to get out of this show. So if you want to have training on network marketing or internet marketing or coaching or how to become a better speaker or social media strategies or anything, maybe it's the transformation going from an employee to an entrepreneur, whatever it is, I want to be able to take the feedback that I get from you guys and take that feedback and find the guests to bring on the show to deliver massive value to you guys. That is my goal, is to serve you in the greatest way I possibly can to help you to create movement in your life and your business. So with that being said, I want to take a minute and I want to introduce you to an amazing, amazing human being, the guy that has allowed me to have this opportunity, and his name is Michael Brooks. Michael Brooks is the co-founder of Coach on Fire Radio. Hey, Michael, how are you doing this evening?
I am awesome, Sean, and thank you for having me on your premier show. I am excited to have you on the Coach on Fire team, and you're already doing an amazing job with that introduction there. So I'm excited to get started today with the show, Success Movement Radio. How exciting for you, Sean.
I know. Mike, just share a little bit about yourself, just so people know, you know who you are and just a little bit about you.
Okay, I would love to do that. I'm kind of an old political hack, for lack of a better word, right out of graduate school, right out of law school. I found myself working for the California legislature, and my boss was fired while I was doing that, just my first job right out of law school. I was working for the California Assembly Republicans at that time. And my boss was fired, got picked up by President Reagan, and we thought we were all going to be fired. And so we were packing up our offices and telling our assistants goodbye and, wondering what we were going to do. And the new staff director called me into his office, and I figured, okay, this is it. One by one, we're all being fired, and security will escort me out of the building, and the state capitol building in Sacramento, California. And I'll have to go find another job, which you kind of expect in that business because there's virtually no job security in the political world whatsoever. So it was, it was expected. But instead, I was starting to sit down, and he says, don't sit down. You won't be here that long. He opened a drawer, handed me a plane ticket, and said, you've been traded for a higher draft choice. You're due in Washington, D.C. tomorrow at 4 p.m. So pack a suitcase. We'll have a team pack the rest of your stuff in your condo and get that over to you. But just get on that plane and make sure you're on that plane and be in Washington at 4 tomorrow. Someone will pick you up and they'll brief you on what you're going to be doing. And so in less than 24 hours, I found myself working for the President of the United States as a on his political staff and then as a tax policy analyst, and it was kind of head spinning. And so that started basically a 20-year political career. I worked for the president for 5 or 6 years and then got a corporate job, you know, kind of catapulting the credibility of working for the president, and got a corporate job and worked in government affairs and lobbying and legislative advocacy until it got to the point to where it was so manipulative and so unethical and dishonest, far different from the way it was during the Reagan era, for lack of a better word. And so finally I'd had enough. And because I had some credibility and things like that, I got a book contract and was able to write a critically acclaimed book called Don't Seek Success, Be Happy. And then people just started coming to me and asking, you know, can you help me with this or can you help me with that? And I kind of did a hodgepodge of things from a coaching perspective, even before coaching was popular. This was back in the early 2000s. Played around with that and, you know, taught people how to get noticed, be seen, and be heard, because obviously coming from the political world, we knew a lot about the media. Of course, getting media for President Ronald Reagan is a heck of a lot easier than getting media for you and me as online business owners and small business owners. I mean, we could put out a press release that the president is walking his dog on the lawn of the White House and we could get publicity. You know, and the president loved his dog. You know, it didn't matter what we did. You know, the second the president opened his mouth, it was news and it was publicity. And so it's something more today than just passing out a press release to a newsroom and thinking you're going to get publicity. So it kind of evolved into becoming a media coach and a media mentor or a media consultant. And I did that a while. And then as things really started to get, and I'm going to use the word movement here, Sean, because everything is about movement with you and moving forward. As things started to move in the digital age, publicity, the entire game changed. The entire game changed and how you get publicity and how much easier it is for a small or a home business to get publicity today. But the basic tenets of how you do it have never changed. It's just how you get that message out is what has changed.
Wow.
And one day, you know, I'm going to jump ahead a few years here. One day I was talking to someone and I said, well, do a podcast. And she says, well, I've had a microphone for a long time, but I'm just too scared to do it. And I said, what if we created a team of people that, you know, were rising stars, in my view, rising star coaches that really needed to get their message out there. And we created this whole supportive community around getting that message out and did, you know, live digital radio that we could then podcast out and give you credibility and give you, and I know they're not hearing this on Periscope, Sean, so, but they are hearing it on the radio end. So
you yeah.
want to say something to the Periscope audience that I'm just talking right now and I'm talking about media. And that they can pick it up on the replay.
Yeah, they know.
Okay.
And most of the people on Periscope are also, I'm sending them messages letting them know that they can go to blogtalkradio.com / Coach on Fire Radio.
Okay, cool. Well, anyway, getting back to the issue, I put it out there just in one Facebook group and said, what if we did something like this? I didn't even have a clue how we were going to pull it off at that time. But what if we created a small group of rising star coaches and called it a radio network, and then we worked together. We had our own individual shows to get noticed, to be seen, and be heard, but you had a sort of supportive community and me behind you to kind of basically push you off the cliff, so to speak, you know, because a lot of people just won't pull the trigger, you know, for whatever reason, fear, or, you know, they'll sit there and say, you know, to be on their vision board, I want to start a podcast, but they never pull the trigger. And what the reason they don't is they want someone to help them, someone to be there for them, someone to critique for them, someone to make them, you know, feel good about what they're doing. Some people are afraid of the technology end of it. Having someone there and an entire team behind you to help you and to give you tips and tricks and how it's going for them and to cheer you on is something that has worked out really, really well. We're 9 months into it, and I think if you asked around, most people would say now that we're quite influential. And we have 10 rising star coaches coaches, which you are one of our newest ones, and I'm so excited about that, Sean. And,
yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
It's a premier show. And so, and all of these people are getting their message out. They're starting to become influencers themselves, but more importantly, as a network, we're influential as well now, and that's given us some other opportunities to launch some other programs to work together, which is a big theme of mine, because as solo entrepreneurs, as people that work from home, sometimes we can get so isolated. And while you're talking to people online, I talk to people around the world every day because we have hosts in Australia, Great Britain, South Africa. I mean, you name it. We've got hosts from around the world. The mileage as a crow flies that I am talking to on a daily basis is just absolutely insane. That could not have happened before the internet. So the internet has given us some amazing opportunities to create friends and collaborations from around the world, yet we're talking to them through our computers, and then we go on and we do our own thing. And it can, from a psychological standpoint, appear to be quite lonely. Even though you're talking to people every day, you know, you feel like you're alone, and you're really not, but you feel like you are.
Right.
And so working together and collaborating with these people that you know from online and then bringing them together, I've got a new program that we're not going to go into today that is going to actually bring people together face-to-face from around the world.
That's going to be awesome, man. I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. That's not what we're, you know, here for, to promote that today. But, you know, anyone that's interested in that, they're going to see it online, and other people will talk to them about that.
So what are we here for today, Mike? Help us understand.
Okay, what we're here for today is basically, you know, I was just going around what I'm all about and why you're here. And why you're here is to get your message out, to get that credibility and spread your message, your gifts to the world through digital radio. It's another platform just like Periscope. There is not one single answer to getting that message out. And what we want to do today, Sean, is we're going to turn the tables here a little bit. And even though it's your show, I'm going to interview you, and we're going to find out everything that we possibly can about Sean and his dreams, his goals, and his vision for the show, not only on the Periscope, but on the radio end. And that's exactly what we're going to do today.
Nice.
And so whenever you're ready, we're going to get started with that. And I'm going to put on my old political journalist hat and we'll find out anything and everything we can find out about you. And then I've got a whole bunch of surprise questions at the end just for fun. And you have no idea that these questions are coming. In fact,
I have no idea of any of these questions, as a matter of fact.
This is entirely unscripted and impromptu and spontaneous. So this is basically going to be Sean Unplugged.
I love it, man. So hey, real quick, let me remind the audience real quick, Mike, if I can. If you want to call in, if you want to ask a question to either Michael Brooks or myself, you can call 646-716-7979. And if you're just coming on Periscope, you can listen to the radio show and hear both sides by going to blogtalkradio.com/coachonfireradio. All right? And you can listen to the whole show and watch live on Periscope. All right, Michael, I think I'm ready for you.
All right, Sean. Let's get some biographical stuff, because in getting to know you over the last couple of weeks, you have a really fascinating story that I'm not sure I know your new radio audience doesn't know this about you, and perhaps the Periscope audience does to a certain extent, but you had some serious obstacles to overcome younger in your life, and you've done it and been wildly successful at overcoming those obstacles. Tell us a little bit about your journey and your story, starting from, you know, back when you were in your 20s.
Okay. So, well, I got to go a little bit further back than that, just to kind of give the historical on where all this leads, because when I was born, you know, my dad left, and I didn't have a father growing up. I ended up in a very challenging situation when my mom remarried when I was about 7 years old. I was mentally and physically abused. Maybe some of you can relate to that, the pain and the frustration and the anger and all the emotions that are tied into that. By the time I hit 10, I ended up in foster homes. I was in foster homes from the time I was 10 till I was 18. I barely graduated high school. I was an alcoholic by the time I was 13 and really just didn't care one way or the other. And, it was just a very challenging childhood, if you will. When I got out of high school, I had this idea that I wanted to become a law enforcement officer because that was one of the good things that I remember about my childhood was police officers. They were such a great influence in my life. The way that they they came and they checked on me and they followed up and they genuinely cared about, what I was doing and if I was staying on track and things like that. And I never forgot that. And I just always thought that was really special. So that led me to wanting to become a police officer. Well, at 20 years old, trying to become a police officer, I looked really, really young. And unfortunately, I didn't get the job. Because I looked young, I was immature, and of course, when you're 20, you think you know everything. So I was upset. I was leaving the interview from that job, and I drove right by an Army recruiting station. And when I drove by that Army recruiting station, I pulled right in, and about an hour later, there it was. I was signed up, ready to go into the United States Army. And that began a whole new paradigm, a whole paradigm shift, if you will, in my life, because I began to realize that I had never really been pushed. I'd never really been challenged. I was never taken out of my comfort zone. As a matter of fact, it was the direct opposite. People felt sorry for me and would make excuses for why I didn't have to do things because of all the challenging things that I'd been through in my life. But then when Uncle Sam took over, it was a whole new dynamic because they wanted to turn you into a soldier. And, through that experience, I got to do a lot of amazing things, including graduate Ranger School. And another challenging difficulty that I went through was I almost died going through Ranger School. I was in a really challenging helicopter incident. And long story short, I made it. I survived. I graduated Ranger School. But it was a really challenging time because for the first time ever, I saw my life flash before my eyes and I realized, man, what do I have to show for what I've done in this short period of time that I've been on this earth? And again, I think that was another paradigm shift because I began to realize that there was more to my life and what I wanted to accomplish. So I ended up staying in the military for 8 years. I got out in 2000 and I became a law enforcement officer in the Northern Florida Panhandle. And I've been in law enforcement now for the last 16 years. And through law enforcement, I've done everything operational that you can think of, from being a SWAT operator, being a canine handler, being a vice narcotics investigator, patrol officer, field training officer, pretty much everything I've ever wanted to do in my childhood dreams, I was able to accomplish. And one of the most special things that I got to do was become a trainer. And I've been a trainer now for 12 years, teaching police officers how to go home every night, teaching them defensive tactics and communication training and just all kinds of great things to, help reinforce law enforcement stability and also reinforce better relationships between law enforcement and their community. So really excited about that. Do you want me to go into that, Mike, or do you think we're good where we're at? Did I give you enough?
Since you currently are a trainer and are still a police officer, I've got one follow-up question. I always like to really surprise my guests. I think you can't always take, even though I'm no longer in the political world and the world of journalism directly anyway, as a media person. What's your take as a training officer today in today's current environment with what's been going on throughout the country with the various police incidents that we've had? I'm a strong supporter of law enforcement in the military, and by the way, thank you for your service. because you really are protecting our freedoms, both as a law enforcement officer and as a first responder, and as your, say, as an Army Ranger. But what's your take on what's going on today as a training officer?
Well, as a training officer, one thing that I've realized is that things have changed a lot. Technology has changed the way that we serve our communities, the way we do law enforcement, the way that things are portrayed, and the way that things are perceived. And I was always told that perception equals reality. And the training and the know-how that I got as a police officer, you know, 16 years ago, we've got to change that. That type of law enforcement reinforcement is not going to work in communities with the technology that we're dealing with today. As a matter of fact, I've now become a communication trainer working with one of the top communicators in the world, focusing on exactly what you're talking about, and that is helping law enforcement officers to become more effective communicators within their communities so that we can focus on keeping peace an option as long as it is an option. I mean, we understand that there does come a time when you can't communicate anymore, but I also believe that there is a lot that we can do as law enforcement officers from the beginning, before the conversation ever begins, from the moment that we pull up on a scene, to help to minimize issues and help to, you know, create a safe environment, to respect others and make sure that they're heard. And a lot of times that's all it really comes down to, is somebody wants to be heard. They want to be respected. I think that there's a lot of confusion out there from a lot of different avenues on what's really happening when it comes to law enforcement in their communities. I know for the majority, most law enforcement officers, they do this job because they're very proud of what they do, and they're very humbled to have the opportunity to do it. And they go out and they serve their communities with humility, and, you know, and just go out there and give their best every day to you know, to help communities and to really you know, keep them safe, right? To keep them safe, to be able to live their life and not have to live in fear.
Right, and I think that's a really good point, Sean, because, you know, in my view, I don't think, and I know a lot of people in law enforcement coming from the political world, that racism is not really rampant, but a few bad apples, as it is in any profession. And it's even worse in today's digital and 24/7 news cycle. When you get a 24/7 news cycle like that, you've got to have something to report, right? And so people's imaginations start to run wild, and they jump to conclusions before all the facts are in. Coming from my lawyer days, there's always two sides to the story, and the facts always don't come out immediately on what has happened. But in today's 24/7 news cycle, sometimes law enforcement, because of a few bad apples, gets a bad rap. And virtually any profession does the same thing. You know, a few bad apples can spoil the perception of the whole bunch. So what I was trying to do there was to say that there's always, you know, there's always more to the story. Send my appreciation to you and the other officers around the country, as I'm sure our audience does, for the hard work that you guys do, and the women, you know, of the law enforcement community do as well. I just think that there's a lot going on today, and you're hearing a lot of bad things about police, and I just kind of wanted to get a perspective from you, who's a current police officer, on what's going on there. But that's enough of that. That's just the political in me. So let's get on with some other things. So you're a law enforcement officer, and all of a sudden you decide to help people in the coaching profession, to help people move forward. Success Movement Radio. Let's talk a little bit about how that transition is happening, and retire. It becomes a full-time thing here in a few years. I know you're planning on retiring from the police department. You've been there. Who have been there 20 years, and that's a, you know, great career for anyone. But in the process, you're using that as a means to an end to really, really help people in an entirely different way than the way you help people as a law enforcement officer. So let's talk a little bit about how that idea popped into your head and how you got started with that.
Sure. So, I mean, I've been in business for 7 years. I've been, you know, I attempted business for probably the first three of those seven with network marketing, internet marketing, affiliate marketing, just trying everything. And there was a lot of driving forces that led to that. And the biggest one was my wife. My wife, when we had our first son together, she said, I want to stay at home. I want to raise our children. This is what my wish is. And for any of you that are married, you know that you want to do whatever you can to serve, you know, your wife or serve your significant other. And so that started a chain reaction of, man, I've got to do something, because I realized law enforcement wasn't going to get it done. It was, you know, me on a single income as a law enforcement officer supporting my family now with, you know, two beautiful children and my other son who's now graduated high school. It just wasn't going to get it done. So through all the challenges and all the pitfalls and all the things, over the last really year and a half, 2 years, somebody came to me that I'm going to announce a little bit later because he's going to be the guest on our show next week. But we had a conversation, and that conversation absolutely changed my life so much that for the first time in my life, I realized who I was and that I was meant to be much more than what I currently was. Now, don't get me wrong. I love being a police officer. I love serving. I love doing all of that. But when I got started in law enforcement, I got started because I wanted to help people. What I discovered very quickly was people didn't want my help unless they needed my help. So that led to me wanting to find something where it was a win-win, where they wanted my help and I could serve them and I would feel good. So, you know, I would feel good about being able to help them, and they needed my help and wanted my help. This led to becoming a speaker. And through speaking, I met a very, very dear friend of mine, a guy named James McNeil out of Canada, who, again, another one who just absolutely has had such an amazing impact on my life that, you know, helped me to understand that there were a lot of people out there that needed help. There were a lot of people out there that hadn't discovered who they were. Then, and it just became a domino effect. I just started meeting the right people and networking with the right people. I mean, there's so many people. A lot of them are on Periscope right now. And Ken and Lisa Loring, Deidre von Kroskoff is on there, Leo. I mean, there are so many people that I have met that have helped me along this journey that over the last 2 years. And I don't know if any of you have ever had this happen to you where all of a sudden it just comes together and you realize what you're meant for. You finally realize what your purpose is. And you are so overjoyed because you finally found your love. You finally found your purpose. You finally found what it is that you're really meant to do in this life. And I really believe that my purpose, for all of the challenges that I've gone through in my life, for all the adversity, for all of the beatings, for all of the negative situations, for all of the stressful situations that I've been in the military and in law enforcement and in business, has led me to this moment right now on this show. And I'm meant to do something much, much bigger. And that's really where this comes in. I feel like when I saw this opportunity, I felt like I was called to do this and I had to put my name in. And I'm, again, very humbled and very blessed to have this opportunity to reach out to people, to connect with people. And the goal of this show is really simple: to help people discover who they're really meant to be, to help them to learn how to move, create the right mindset, focus on the right opportunities, have the right vision, and be empowered. In 1 hour, I want to create major breakthroughs. I want to bring guests on that are going to create major breakthroughs in these people's lives. Some of them that have made huge impacts in my life, and some of them that haven't, but I know that they've made huge impacts in other people's lives. And when they learn how to move, then they can create movement, which leads to the whole success movement philosophy.
Very cool, Sean. You mentioned speaking, and you're quite a prominent speaker there in Tallahassee, and as a matter of fact, nationally. Give me two tips for someone that maybe has a message to get out and wants to get started in public speaking?
Okay, so the first thing I would tell you is there is a lot of opportunity locally. And if you just have a message that you want to get out there, you can connect with your local chamber of commerce. You can connect with your local meetup groups. You can look and see if there's little speaking organizations and just start talking. Live stream is an amazing way to just start talking. That's really how I launched, Michael. I launched on live stream because Periscope came out just a short period of time after I made the decision to become a speaker, and I jumped on Periscope and I started sharing my message on Periscope, and it led to more and more opportunities. Now I ended up on an international group called the Perry 10K. Some of them are here with us tonight. To my Perry 10K family, thank you so much for being here to support this. I greatly appreciate it. I mean, there are so many opportunities out there. And then the second tip that I would share with you is find somebody that's already doing what you want to do and has had success. That's what I did. I found people, and well, really people found me that realized that there was something about me and that there, I had something. And you know, they wanted to work with me. They wanted to help me, and we created win-win situations where it would be a benefit for them to work with me. It would be a benefit for me to work with them. And you know, find the people that have already done it and had the success. Those are your fastest ways to success in the speaking industry. I really believe that.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Give me some types. I know for me, I don't really do a lot of speaking, but people ask me to do it after I spoke at a Rotary function for a friend, and then how they started to find me after that, the Kiwanis or the Shriners or, you know, you name it, they would, they're desperate for speakers. A lot of them, you know, you can go at lunch and you can speak and you can get your message out. And I just did it once as a favor for Rotary, and we did a couple of political stories and started talking about passion and purpose and finding what you were born to do. And it was fine and it was fun. And then I really didn't think much of it. I had just done it as a favor. And then all of a sudden, you know, I started getting these emails or these phone calls saying, hey, you know, I'm a member of this Kiwanis group and I'm in charge of getting a speaker for this particular event. Are those the types of places you started speaking in Tallahassee? You know, the Kiwanis, the Rotaries, you know, the club events like that?
Yes, I would. Yeah, definitely. The Lions Club was a place. The Knights of Yeah, the Knights of Columbus. I mean, yeah, just little real estate groups here and there. Just, I mean, anywhere where I could find an opportunity to get out there. And that was something that one of my mentors told me. He said, anytime you can speak, you get the opportunity to speak, you speak, whether it's on social media or live stream or it's standing in front of an audience. Anytime you get the opportunity, take advantage of it.
VFW is another one that a lot of communities have. Veterans of Foreign Wars. I was asked to speak there, and they wanted to hear, you know, kind of old stories about President Reagan. And I walked in there, and they had no clue what I was going to say. And quite literally, I was introduced, you know, as a former, you know, administration official for President Reagan, and quite literally got a standing ovation before I ever said a word.
Oh, wow. That's awesome, man.
Just based on my boss, I'm going, wow, I haven't even said a word. And then I told him some funny stories about the president and went into my, you know, my standard message. But VFW is always looking for speakers. And sometimes, you know, for Rotary, for example, you have to get up early in the morning and go speak, but others have it at lunch. And then you can start to transition into the dinner time speeches when they have an event and things of that sort. So very, very cool way also, because I'm all about getting your message out. Speaking is an excellent way, in addition to things like live streaming, Periscope, Facebook Live, and digital radio. And the opportunity today has never been greater. And I want you to comment on this, Sean, because my feeling is, and I work with a lot of people like you, helping them to find what I call their passion and purpose. In fact, I've got a Facebook group called the Profitable Passion Club. And my feeling is, and I wrote about this in my first book, is that we were all born for a specific, unique purpose that you alone can fulfill in this world. And unless you find that, not only will you not be fulfilled in your heart and your mind, no matter how much money you're making, no matter how much material wealth you have, you won't find that personal fulfillment, but also it's lost on the world. It's lost on your communities, on your country, on the world, unless you find it. And my view is that a lot of people never find that, and the world loses out. What's your take on that?
I definitely agree. I believe I could have ended up being one of those people that, you know, just decided to just be a police officer and retire out and just live, you know, live to survive basically, and not really take the leap of faith, if you will, to step out of my comfort zone, like hosting my own radio show, right? 2 years ago, I'd be like, you're out of your mind. There's no way. But here today, man, I'm sitting here and I'm launching my own radio show. It's just amazing how things work. And I know
the same thing on Periscope, Sean. You did the same thing on Periscope. So, you know, you're willing to take that risk and to put yourself out there. And that's really what it's all about. And I admire you for doing that. And, of course, my job is to push people off the cliff. I mean, we are less than 2 weeks into you deciding to do this. And you are on the air live.
I know.
How great is that?
It's
and
amazing.
Virtually anyone out there listening can do this. Virtually
yes.
Anyone can do that and get your message out and start to live your purpose and your passion. And it's just so cool.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I agree. And I think going back to your passion, trying to find, you know, it's in all of us. Every single one of us have what we're truly meant to be. We were all designed by the same creator. And in the end, when you look at it, I really believe that, you know, there is a purpose for each and every one of us. And each and every one of us is created with a very powerful message. It's just a matter of whether we're willing to find it. I know it's given to us, but it's also up to us to find it and to do something with that gift.
Exactly, Sean. And this has been a great conversation so far. But what I want you to do right now, since this is your first show, is make sure that we don't have a caller on the line that might be ready to ask a question. So right underneath my phone number, the 208 area code.
Right.
If you're seeing any other callers, let's take one or two of those. If you're not, we'll just move on. If there's no
callers,
there,
no
we'll just...
callers. I'm shocked. My Periscope fans, no callers.
Right.
Again, if you want to call in.
Buddies and Facebook friends, get the number out there and call in. We've got 20 minutes.
There we go. 646-716-7979. You can have a question. You can share a comment. You know what you'd like the show to be about. Would absolutely love to hear from you guys. So 646-716-7979. Come talk to Michael and myself live, and we will answer your question on the radio.
There you go. All right, this show is not about me. It's about Sean. But anyone that knows me knows that I am, well, a huge fan of Walt Disney and my other big non-work passion is college football. And Sean, you have a book called Seven Game Changers, and so this caught my attention, being the college football fan that I am, Seven Game Changing Steps to Massive Success. It's a very, very well done, awesome, short little ebook. And why don't we, real quick, because I want to move on to the fun stuff, just give me a synopsis of those seven steps and what people can find in that ebook.
Wow. You know, well, first, I share a lot about my life and my journey. I share about the challenges that I went through. And more importantly, I share the lessons that I learned from those challenges. And it's a very short book, but I feel like it's a very powerful book because it really allows you to get to know me as a person and really get to get a better understanding of why I am who I am today and why I am doing what I'm doing. Because I realized that, you know, there is a much higher purpose for me. I realize now that everything I went through was for a reason, and I wanted to write this book to connect with people, the right people, to get my message out to the people that needed to hear my message. And I've had so many opportunities now to be able to share my book and connect with people. It's just been absolutely amazing.
Okay, and now let's go through.
Hey, I got a caller, Mike. I got a caller.
Hey.
Can we do a call?
Hey, we'll postpone that question and let's take the cars.
What do I do? Just hit the headphones?
The unmute. Hit the unmute. Just
okay,
like
and
you
I can leave
me.
You on, right? I can leave you on?
Leave me on because the question may be for me, but hopefully it's for you.
All right, here we go. Hey, what's up? Welcome to the movement. You are live. Who are we speaking to?
Well, this is James McNeil calling. I'm not sure if you're hearing me.
Oh, I'm hearing you, man. Welcome.
What an exciting honor. I'm the first ever call-in.
You're the
like
first
a big
caller,
deal for me.
James McNeil.
Yay, James. First caller ever on Sean's Success Movement Radio. There's got to be some sort of award for that, Sean. Sort of award.
Yep, this is something I'll be proud of forever. Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm loving the show. I'm loving this, Sean. I'm honored to be an associate of Sean's and a raving fan of Sean's, and Sean's been helping me. And so it's great to make your acquaintance also, sir. So this has been a wonderful show for me to be able to listen into. Thank you, Michael. Sean, my question is for you. Is as I'm looking at what the show's about and so many people are trying to make the transition and really create some massive success for themselves and business and make a difference. I'm curious, in your opinion, your experience helping people, what's the biggest challenge that people have to overcome from I'm living a normal people life and I feel called to something bigger, and to get from kind of where they start to where they want to be? What's the biggest challenge you think people face in your work?
Well, from what I've seen, my experience, the biggest challenge is themselves getting out of their own way, because they get this great idea. They get excited about it. And then this doubt, this self-doubt gets into their head, and they allow that self-doubt to build up. And then they get excited again because they share it with a friend. But then that friend says something that totally goes the opposite of what they expected. And because they're not mentally and physically prepared for the challenges that are yet to come, they give up on something before they ever have a chance to allow it to flourish. So I would say it's their own self-doubt and their own fear of stepping out of their comfort zone and getting out of their own way. And that's where, you know, people like you and me come in, because we're able to help them through that and begin their journey, whatever that looks like for them, to help them to have the success that they want to have.
Very cool. Have you, just out of curiosity, have you had to transcend any of that? Has that hit you, or you're just, are brave people who never feel the fear, or is there something different about you?
No, I've gone through a lot. If you read my book, I've gone through lots of fear in my life. I've gone through lots of challenges. I was nervous tonight coming on to do this show. Luckily, I have a good spiritual mentor that I called ahead of time, and we said a prayer together, and it got me relaxed. And Michael, being the amazing guy that he is, got me ready to go. But it's just a matter of just doing one little thing and having success. And, you know, just one little piece of success, and then another, and then another, and then another. And then it starts to build until it creates this snowball effect, and you become more confident in yourself. And then you meet great mentors and great people that start to work with you, and they see something in you that you don't even recognize in yourself. And then all of a sudden you just have this explosion of awesomeness, because you realize it finally comes to fruition that, wow, this is really happening. And it's just an amazing feeling. And I mean, you've done this yourself, you know, transforming lives all over the world, traveling around the globe 7 times, you know, yourself, you know this. And And you've been a huge part of mine as well, so I greatly appreciate that.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I'm really honored to be a guest on your show, and I'm very proud of you, very excited for you. I know you're going to be touching lives all over the world, and any way that I can serve or support you guys, I'm all over it. This is a great show. The world needs more of this. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, James. Thank you so much. Have a great day, buddy.
Cheers.
Awesome, Sean. Your first caller. Anyone else on the line?
Yeah, I got one more. Let's see.
Hey,
welcome to the movement. You are live with Sean Wyman and Michael Brooks. How are you doing? Who am I speaking to tonight?
Hey, Sean, it's Aleo.
Aleo from Canada. What's up, man?
Yes, sir. Just called in to say congratulations on the debut of your show.
Hey, thank you so much, Leo. Greatly appreciate you spending the time tonight, and look forward to hearing your feedback from this first show.
All right, cool. Yeah, I'll definitely.
All right, have a great night, Leo.
All right, take care, Sean.
All right, two callers, Sean. Now let's get that.
I got another one.
Oh, all right, one more. Let's take that. I'm happy to just shut up and take the calls.
Hey, welcome to the movement. You are talking to Sean Wyman live. How are you doing this evening?
Hello, how are you?
Hey, good. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking with Denise, Sean.
Hi, Denise. How are you doing?
Awesome. I just wanted to say I love this premiere of the show. And I've caught you a little bit later than 7 on the hour. But I just wanted to say how proud I am that you're releasing this information, and I have a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
So the question is, what do you advise someone that is transitioning from corporate to being an entrepreneur? How do you manage the time?
Good question.
Okay, so I want to make sure I understand the question. You're wanting to know, how do you transition from a corporate job to becoming an entrepreneur? Is that right? And how to manage that time?
Yes.
Okay, so the first thing I would say is you have to look at your time. You have to look at you literally have to write down every hour of your time and analyze what you're doing with your time. Then you've got to figure out where you're wasting time, where you can minimize that and start to convert that into valuable time resources, where you can actually utilize that time to start making that transition and doing the activities that you need to do to move from corporate America to becoming an entrepreneur. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Perfect. Thank you for answering that. And what
Yes.
were the fears that pop up for you when you first started?
Okay, my first fear was that nobody would want to hear my story. That why would anybody want to hear my story? There's lots of stories out there. Why would anybody want to hear mine? What's so special about me? Why would anybody ever want to listen to me? And I think a lot of that came from my childhood, and a lot of self-doubt was created in me through psychological and mental and physical abuse. And that was something that I really mm-hmm. had to fight through. And the biggest that was probably the biggest challenge for me was fighting through that self-doubt. And luckily, again, surrounding myself with people that saw something in me that I didn't even see in myself made all the difference.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, because I've been going through some of that lately.
Oh, no. Well, you know, here's the thing, right? In the end, you are responsible for what you do and what you fail to do. There's nobody else that's responsible. You could have the most amazing, the most successful coaches, the most successful mentors. You could have people that finance your deals and set everything up on a silver platter for you. But in the end, if you are not willing to step out and accept all of those things and turn them into reality, it'll never happen. So it's just something that you really have to work through. And the best way that I can recommend is find people that have already done what you're trying to do and surround yourself with those people. I can't emphasize that enough.
Absolutely. And this is not fear. I've had many of them come up, but I don't dwell in them. So I've built myself a pretty supportive community, and I've been moving through them as well. But just so you know, I'm getting a little bit of an echo from the previous two callers. So I'm just trying to pay attention to what you're saying.
Gotcha.
I just wanted to say thank you guys for putting this show on. I mean, I've been following you from very inception since I learned off you, James McNeil, very good friend of James, and I totally admire the work you put out. So thank you so much for putting this out, because the world needs a lot of it. We all need
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for that reinforcement. Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you.
Anyone else?
Okay, so
that's it. All right, let's get back to just run through your seven game-changing. Don't do too much explanation. We'll get into that later in a previous in another show, I suppose.
Okay.
What are those seven game-changing successes?
So, I mean, there's the key ones, right? The key ones are, well, first of all, you need to know who you are. You got to know who you are. You got to take the time to know who you are. And that's part of, your mindset, creating the right mindset. You also need to, have a vision for something, right? You've got to figure out what it is you're passionate about and why you are passionate about it. I know a lot of people have heard this, but you got to know your why. What makes you get up every day and thrive and move forward in your life? I mean, because in the end, if you don't have a why, if you don't have a real passion, it's going to be really hard to do anything. The third is communication, good communication skills, being able to, communicate what it is that you want, to be able to find the right opportunities and make that happen. Fourth, one of the biggest things is you are never promised tomorrow. And I learned that through my issues with Ranger School when I almost died for the first time ever. I realized, man, my life is not, it's not guaranteed. What I do with it, I've got to do with it. And I've got to do it quickly. The next thing would be having the right vision, right? What is it that you perceive? What is it that you see for yourself? Where are you now? Where do you want to be in the future? And we are stacking up with calls, Michael. This is crazy. We're getting more calls coming in.
All right, let's cut it off there, because we can find ways to talk about that great book, that great ebook later. Let's get as many calls as we can in the last 7 minutes.
Okay.
And let's just start taking them one after the other.
All right, here we go. We're going to take the first caller at area code 647. Hey, welcome to the movement. You are live with Sean Wyman. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, it's Dee. How you doing?
Hi, Dee. How are you doing?
How you doing? I'm good.
Good.
It took
great
me a while to
hear
this call-in
you.
Thing. Thank you. I was trying to call in on Skype, and it didn't like me, so I went the old-fashioned phone route.
What can I do for you, Dee?
Well, I'm a big fan of yours, and I kind of want to hear a little bit about your coaching side of the business. Your public speaking is amazing, but, as a coach, you have been, you brought me farther. I think we talked about this on another show, but you brought me farther in 1 month than I've been in the last six. And I really want to hear what you feel about that, like the ability to help someone else succeed and move their business forward. What strengths do you feel you're bringing to the table, and how does it feel to actually help another person move their business forward?
Oh, that's a great question, Dee. And I mean, it feels, first of all, the emotion is unbelievable. And it feels amazing to be able to help somebody to create that transformation, to be able to see they weren't able to see before, to be able to ask those mm-hmm. thought-provoking questions and bring out the genius inside of them that they already have inside of them, to help them to extract that, to bring that to life, and just to help them to realize that and strike that spark. It's absolutely amazing, and it's been an honor, an absolute honor to work with you, Dee. So thank you so much.
No problem. What's your favorite coaching question?
My favorite coaching question? Man, there's so many, right? But
I know you've asked
me
a whole lot. But
I know. I think the best is when, you know, when you ask them, okay, what have you done so far? And then the follow-up to that, how is that working for you? Because you force them to finally take a look at reality. And a lot of times we're allowed to kind of ignore reality because nobody challenges us. But when you finally ask that question and you go, how's that working for you? To me, that's the game changer question.
Well, yeah, and that worked for us. You told I had to change my whole process, right? So I was like going in a direction. You went, that's great, but it's not going to work.
Exactly.
It, right?
Awesome. Hey, Dee, I hate to cut you short, but I have a few more callers.
No problem.
Thank you so much.
Good luck out there.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to have time, looks like, for maybe one. I'll try to get both of you in. This is area code 954. Welcome to the movement. You're live with Sean Wyman. Who am I speaking to?
Well, hello, Sean Wyman and Mr. Michael Brooks. Thank you for doing this show. This is Ken Loring from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Oh, wow, guys, I have to share an honest truth here. This is my spiritual mentor, Pastor Ken Loring. He is absolutely amazing. Ken, thanks for jumping in. What can I answer for you, my friend?
Well, you know what? Some of the times that we have spent together, I don't know if I've ever got to ask you this question. I thought this would be a prime time to be able to do that. You're transitioning from a passion of yours when you were younger, 16 years ago, and over that, you decided to go through an academy. You fought to be a police officer. You were an Army Ranger. And then now you're transitioning in your life to really fulfilling a great purpose one-on-one and towards many people broad-wide like you are today on this radio show. I want to know, man, what was your aha? Some people call it an aha moment. What was that moment in your life, or where, or was it a series? And I know we don't have much time, but what was your aha moment that made you want to your first of all passion for a police officer to transition to a communication innovator, a coach, and all these other things that you're doing now currently?
Ken, that's a great question. I'm going to go ahead and close the line down, but I'm going to answer the question, okay? Thank you so much for the question.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking.
Okay, so the answer is, and I kind of elaborated on this a little bit earlier, but it was because I wanted to find a way to help people that wanted my help and that needed my help and would appreciate my help. And I believe that that's why I made this transition. Because I, you know, in law enforcement, I didn't have that satisfaction. I was missing that. The only time I got to help people was when they really, really, really wanted my help. Here, people are reaching out to me because they want my help and they need my help. And that's been the biggest thing for me, Ken. Thank you so much for the call. Going to take one more call. We got less than 2 minutes. So you're going to have about 30 seconds to get this question out. Talking to area code 520. Welcome to the movement. Live with Sean Wyman. Who am I speaking to?
What's going on, Sean? Nicholas Sandoval, brother.
Oh, no way, Nick! How you doing, my friend? Very quickly,
I'm doing
what
all
is
right.
Your question?
Quick question. I want to know how you define success.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm gonna go ahead and shut the line down, Nick. Thank you so much for jumping in. So, of course, Nick's going to give me a question that I can spend hours on that I've got less than a minute. But here's the deal. Success is defined differently for everyone. I believe everyone's success is unique to them, what they love, what they're passionate about, what their dreams are. And my definition of success is being able to accomplish your dreams that you have wanted to accomplish and making them become a reality. So I hope that's good enough, Nick. I didn't have a lot of time to really elaborate on that. I've got less than 1 minute. Michael, anything else?
I think it was an awesome first show, Sean. Congratulations. Welcome to the Coach on Fire team. You're going to be an awesome asset. And it's been a pleasure appearing on your premier Success Movement radio show. And we'll just shut it down, and you can close it out from here.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Michael. So really quickly, the guest for next week will be none other than my good friend, Adam Imob Flores. Imob standing for I Am My Own Boss Flores. This guy is an amazing coach, network marketer, amazing business guy, and he is going to come and spend the whole show with us sharing his knowledge with you, this amazing audience. So thank you so much for joining us live. Really appreciate your support. Make sure you come join the after party on Periscope after this, and just an honor to start this show. Thank you for being a part of it. Have an amazing evening, everybody. And until next week, move forward. Welcome to the movement, everybody.
Be great.
I can do anything. I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want. I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.